Hello, Keith speaking.
Hey, Keith, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you. I'm with the upgrade team for Google Guarantee.
Okay.
You're a tough guy to get a hold of.
I have my cell phone next to me 24 hours a day. You're the first one to say it.
I've tried a few times. I don't know why. It's very strange. They put you through to my queue back, almost 2 weeks ago, back on the 22nd. And, they were like, he wants to talk about possible upgrade to Google Guarantee. And I tried to call and everything, and I wasn't able to get a hold of you. But I don't call like a bunch of times in a row because I don't want to bug either. You know?
No worries. What's the scoop?
Okay. Just to verify, too, the cell phone you're talking about, is that the one we're speaking on or the number ending in 3732?
Yeah. No. 3732 is the business number. It's our Arizona line.
Uh-huh.
This is my cell.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. All right. So they have those numbers actually reversed in our system. Okay. Let me go ahead and fix that. All right. So you spoke with my agent a while back about, you know, back on the 21st, 22nd regarding like a first touch type of situation. Hey, this is everything and what we've got going on. And then at that point, they had spoken to you about Google Ads as well as Google Guarantee. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And do you have interest in either of those or more interest in one versus the other?
I'm very non-internet. I'm very not...
not savvy.
Electronic, yes, I'm old school, so this is rather new stuff for me. So
gotcha.
I got quite patient with my website, learned quite a bit, but still not enough. So he explained to me that there are certain things where guaranteed leads are 70% are
mm-hmm.
guaranteed point,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, they dump the money back in your account. So I didn't know the structure of everything. If you could explain it to me, I'm sure willing to listen.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to explain it to you. Absolutely. My pleasure. Okay. So on this, you know, the major benefit to Google Guarantee, there's two different things they offered you. So they offered you Google Ads and then they offered you Google Guarantee. So with these two different things, both of these are additional positions on the first page of Google. One is clicks and one is direct leads. So it really just depends on which you prefer. I always recommend the program with the direct leads because they are qualified. They come straight to you, and for the most part, you don't got to share them because the caller, they've gone to Google, and they're looking at your business, and they're calling you directly. Does that mean that they can't call another business in the guaranteed section? No, it doesn't mean that. But it does mean that when they've gone to Google and they've looked in that section that they're looking to work directly with you. So the pay-per-lead program that's provided by Google is unlike any other type of pay-per-lead program in the fact that it's not coming to us. We're not sending it out to multiple of your competitors. It's literally you're on Google in that section as a qualified provider. So when I take a look at everything here, I do see that it looks like to me that you're eligible. Let me just take a look and make sure the exact license that's required for this, because there's an application process, okay? And with the application process, it just asks for a few things specifically for their application. So I'm sure you have, oh my gosh. That is all for the state of Arizona. Okay, the state of Arizona offers over 10 different licenses. Which one do you have?
You mean contractor's license?
Well, there's comfort, heating, ventilation, evaporating, cooling license. There's CR 79, 58.
39? Yes.
Cool. Okay. As long as you got one of them. Okay. And then you have a minimum of 250K general liability?
I have a million.
Gotcha. Most of you do. I don't like to be insulting, but that's why I say minimum.
You gotta have it.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. You're taking care of your business. You're taking care of your people. You're not afraid to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to take good care of it. You know, and I love that. So, okay, you've got those two things and no felonies, right?
No.
Okay. How many face-to-face employees do you have? Employees who go out, bid, and do the job on behalf of the company without you present?
Three.
Okay. Can all of them pass background check?
Yes.
Beautiful. And last question. You have United States Social Security number and the Arizona State driver's license, right?
Yes. California State driver's license.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you can prove your identity. That's fantastic. Okay. And then, all right. So the upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee. So let me ask you, though, Keith, have you ever gone to Google and you looked for a, you know, HVAC contractor, and then at the very top, you'll see a search result produced that says sponsored, Google guaranteed?
I really haven't looked at it yet. I think I have seen that. Yes.
Okay, so that's this section that we're talking about. This is separate from what you already have going with us. This is for the best of the best. This is the guys that are willing to go through the background check, that are willing to keep and maintain the license and the insurance. Now, I know that, you know, it's required in your state, but we both know there's a lot of guys who try to fly under the radar, right?
Yes.
Those guys aren't allowed to list in this section. This is reserved for you, the small to medium-sized legitimate business owner. Okay. Google built this section to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. So I'm sure at some point you tried something along the lines of Angie's or Thumbtack Networks, one of those.
I tried Angie.
Okay. What was your experience?
Okay.
Good.
I did okay, Angie.
Good. I love to hear that. Because if you like Angie, you're going to love this. Only because...
It was expensive. That was the one thing. It took, and, you know, some of the leads you really had to work on, but... You know, starting, I've been a contractor in California for years, so I started in Arizona now 3 years.
Gotcha.
And now we're taking it more serious out here.
Okay.
It's starting to really pick up, so.
Love it.
I'll do site and everything. I need your, that's why I hired you guys for the help.
Oh, this is perfect timing then. This is perfect timing because it takes anywhere from 30 to 60 days to get that Google guarantee approval. And the cost per lead in Arizona is cheaper than it is in California. So, I live in California. It's not our cost per lead. It's Google's cost per lead. But what you're looking at is 52 per qualified lead. And it's $680 for the activation budget. So I'm going to explain what that means because I understand it can sound like French if you're not familiar with the terms.
No, you got to put money in, like an escrow account. Just like
yes! Yes, that's exactly what I say. Wow.
Yeah.
Did somebody already tell you? Did somebody already tell you?
No, I understand. I've known this is a long time. I understand nuts and bolts. Don't worry.
You never know, Keith. You got to understand. Sometimes I'm talking to a guy who's literally on the roof, okay?
Yeah. I understand what you mean by that. Yeah.
He's literally on the roof. And I want to be respectful of your time. I want to be respectful of who you are as a person. Your expertise is on that roof. It's not behind the computer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like, you're not going to catch me up there on that roof. I'm going to call you. You know? Like. So... I'm glad you understand the terms, so I can jump right in. So this is the thing. You pay the $250. It takes 30 to 60 days for you guys to get approved. Once you're approved, then we go ahead and we call you, and we say, hey, listen, you're completely approved. You have the green check mark. We're ready to go live with the ads. If you're ready to go live with the ads, then you pay the $680. Once you pay the $680, the leads will begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. Okay. Now, that's just if you leave it idle. If you just you cut it on and you let it run how it needs to run, it's going to come 3 leads a week. However, you are in control. So you can crank the leads up or you can pause the leads. And when you pause the leads, say y'all are busy, you pause the leads for whatever reason, for however long, it doesn't matter how long, there's no time frame, that's where the budget stops. So if the budget stops with $600 in it, and you pause it for 62 days, then it's going to continue to roll over. That $680 budget, whatever, the $600 bucks that was left in it is going to continue to roll over until you unpause the lead. Okay?
Right.
Now, the advantages here are, because one of the things you said is some of those leads you really had to work, right?
Yeah.
So the difference is with Angie, they would contact Angie. The consumer will contact Angie, whether that's on a web form or calling or app or whatever, however they chose the connection. And then Angie would determine by whatever means they do that, who gets the lead?
Right.
How many it goes to, what you guys pay, all the criteria. That's not how
yeah.
Google has designed Google Guarantee. So with Google Guarantee, when the phone rings, it's the client.
Correct.
It's direct contact. You no middleman. Mm-hmm. A. B. If that caller is not requesting appointment or estimate and you give estimate over the phone, or if you mm-hmm. don't set appointment, it's not a qualified call.
Okay.
You're not, your budget's not charged. So sales, solicitation, spam, robo, outside your service radius, services you don't provide, because the keywords are very specific. Say you don't do mini duck splits. I'm sure you do, but let's just say you don't.
Right.
If somebody calls you for a mini duck split, AI is listening. All the calls are recorded. Your budget would automatically not be charged because that is not a service you provide. You wouldn't even really come up for it. Like, they would have had to do a lot of research to come up with that specific call tracking number because it's specific to Google and it's rotating. It's not a number that's always the same, so that people can't, like your competitors can't just call. We haven't seen that happen in a really long time. It used to happen more like with the clicks type of situation, like years ago. But Google has pretty much eliminated that because they can track IP addresses themselves. So if somebody's budget is getting clicked, used to be if their budget is getting clicked through, Google would just put a stop to it because they could see, oh, that's all coming from the same IP address. Somebody's just fooling with them, you know? But that's why they have AI listening to each one of the calls for authenticity purposes to ensure that it is a qualified call. And we have another fail-safe in place. In the event that one slipped through the cracks, Keith, then we have the ability to dispute it directly with our team at Google and say, hey, listen, this one slipped through the cracks, guys. We need to dispute it. We need that lead feedback because it's not qualified.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I haven't finished all my local splash, so it took forever to get my website up to find a hosting service. I had a really bad experience with my website designer, man. The guy was just too much. And then finally, because he wanted to sell me the hosting. And he says, well, you know what I mean? We kept going back and forth, and the guy just wouldn't finish it. So we finally got it done, and that's what took the delay. And then finally, you know, I got on the phone with you guys, Local Splash, and I was really impressed. So I signed up with you guys. I still haven't finished my verification of Google. I guess I still have to do a video, a few things.
Yeah. And we could be working on this as well. While you're doing that, like we can work on the back end because we have to process application. We have to do background check. Like I said, all this takes 30 to 60 days to completely process. So if you want and you have the $250 to spend on the application, then we can go ahead and get this portion moving forward for you. Get this going so you'll have that additional spot when you're ready. So say in 60 days or even in, say in 32 days, I call you and I'm like, hey, Keith, it's ready to go. We're ready to charge activation budget and you're not ready yet for whatever reason. You don't even have to have the reason. It could be you don't have the funds yet for the 680, or it could be that you don't have the technicians to support it yet. It's summertime. You live in Arizona. It's wild out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there could be any number of reasons you say, you know what, I'm not ready to cut the leads on yet. Give me a month, give me 2 months, give me 6 months, however long it is that you need. We don't turn the leads on until you're ready to turn the leads on, you're ready to pay the activation budget. But this puts you into that position so you're already ready.
No, it sounds excellent. The question I have for you is, they were working on, you know, their big selling point was getting SEO optimization up faster than everybody else. And I was in no hurry. I said, great, you know, they said 45% guarantee, we're going to get you, you're going to be seen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So how does that interplay with everything you guys are doing, and how can you help me? Since I'm a little illiterate, like, you know, this is
your
specialty.
Gotcha.
This is where I kind of hire people, like a good attorney. But you got to have everyone in your corner so you can succeed, you know?
Yes.
So where would you help me on this? What would be the next step? Let's just say I give you the $250. We're getting started. I've been giving Local Splash my monthly subscription.
Yes,
you
sir.
See everything going right now. What's the next? What would be the next stages to get everything where actually it brings money back instead of me, you know,
instead of you putting out? Right.
Yeah.
So you're 2 weeks in on that 60-day mark. You're 2 weeks in on the 60-day mark. So you're 2 weeks into a 2-month term, and we've still got the other 6 weeks. Right now, you're in a great spot. You get that video. you get that video going, and I can even have my team call you to review what it looks like to get the video situated so that we can help you if you need help with that. Additionally, this is going to put you into a different bracket because this is going to make you what we call an ideal client. Once you upgrade to a package of $499 or higher, then you get a named account manager. So you're going to get a specific account manager, a particular human who is the person that's going to verify and double check everything. Not that we're not doing that already, but we are. We are. But you will have a specific person with a name that you can call and say, hey, Bob, you're my guy. You know what I mean? What's going on with this or what's going on with that? Or we are actually reaching out to you. Hey, by the way, Keith, we need blah and blah and blah. You know, we don't have X, Y, or Z yet from you, or we need to re-verify this, or something's going on over here. Like, whatever it is, we're in constant contact with you anyways, but as of right now, your account is in decent standing. We're just looking to, obviously, to get that voice, get the video verification completed. Let me see when's the last email they sent on that. Learn how to get more reviews. Tiny URL. It's verified.
Hold on.
Hold your horses, man.
Yeah.
Let me have a look-see here. Go bam. Okay, let me get a look at this. Okay, I can see it. Yeah, I can see it. Yes, so it does show me that it's there. Now, I do not see... Okay, that looks good. That looks good. Action needed video. Have you done the video verification at all?
I believe I did. I did something for Facebook.
Yeah, so your listing is verified, Keith. You're good. You want me to send you a link to your listing?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, here. Yeah, this is great. Wow. We're actually, I might sound a little surprised, but this is like...
I had a problem with Facebook, though. I don't think I gave enough information. What did they do, Alex?
Okay, wait. Facebook, no. Facebook will send, if you're getting messages from Facebook directly, those aren't actual Facebook messages. Those are scams.
No, this was when we tried to sign up. I've never had a Facebook account.
Oh, okay, got you. I can have the Facebook team call you. I can have the Facebook team call you. That's not a problem. I just sent you the link to your Google profile. That's why we send out a tiny URL like, hey, Keith, start getting reviews. Because you're going to need reviews.
Yeah, there it is. I see the link, yeah.
Yay! Are you so excited? You're 2 weeks in. Like, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I like you guys. You guys were straight shooters. I liked it. And you guys were fast. I give you that.
We try to be as fast as possible.
So what you're saying to me is you're saying $250 for the basic. You're saying $499 to have a human contact with a phone number. Is what I'm.
No. You have a package right now of us with $299. You're always going to have human contact on our phone number. However, what I'm saying is if we upgrade you to Google Guarantee as well as your basic package, that's going to put your monthly ad spend with us well over $499. You're looking at almost, $299, let's just call it $300, $680, let's call it $7. You're looking at right about $1,000 a month. If you're using all the services, again, you can stretch that $700 budget further. It doesn't have to be monthly unless you want it to be. And if you want it to be, then obviously you're earning a minimum of 10 return in investment. However, my point being, anything over $499 monthly spend gets a named account manager because we don't want anybody feeling like they're falling through the cracks. We don't want anybody saying, hey, I'm spending a grand with you guys a month. What's going on? You know what I mean? Like, we want you to have that added peace of mind. So as an this would be an upgrade. So as an upgraded client, you get an upgraded service, a white glove service.
Okay. So then the $250 application fee takes me where?
That puts you into that bracket. That puts you into that ideal client bracket where we want to be. That pays for the Google Guarantee application. That puts you in there. We're going to go ahead and begin working on that application. You work on the reviews. That's really what you need to do next is work on the reviews. That's your next step since you asked me. And I will schedule a call with Facebook team to call you And then you're in a sweet spot right now. Now we just got to start getting traction.
Yeah, that sounds good. I agree with that. All right. You know what? Yes, I'm going to go ahead. Let's go to 250 and let's put something together here. And then we'll figure out the ad stuff coming down the road. But I definitely want to be seen out there. There's a lot of contractors, but again, when it's 120, people can't reach them. You know, everyone gets full, and that's it. Next call, or next ad.
Yep.
I would like somewhere, you know, in the SEO where they can actually see me. I don't want to over, you know, too much.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I get quite a bit. I got enough just already word of mouth.
Right.
I don't want to over do this because then I don't deliver, and that's not great either. You know what I mean? So.
Right. And that's the beauty. If you're booked, if you're super booked, you can pause the lead and you can say, you know what? I need to pause the leads. You don't need any calls coming in right now that could A, charge you, or B, get you a bad rep, right? And,
yes.
And this is going to give you that second position on the first page of Google at the top of the page. But Keith, the beauty of this is even when your ad is off, when your Google Guarantee ad is off, you don't rotate off the page. You don't leave Google. You literally go down to the bottom of the Google Guaranteed section, and in that section, your check mark is still there. Your Google Verified is still there. However, it reverts back to your regular phone number, so any calls coming through there are not being charged to the leads. Okay?
Understood.
How about all
the big companies over here who actually spend thousands a month on your lead? How does that work? Do they get better placement? How does that work?
That's a great question. You can do max lead bidding. So obviously this is a modest start. It's 13 leads. We know in reality 13 leads is not going to feed your family, if you've got 5 employees, right? But it's a modest start. So it begins building it so that you can put that money back into the business. There are clients that scale up considerably, yes. And as you scale up, what happens is we're going to create the ad and we're going to contact you to turn the leads on. And you're going to say, yes, I'm ready. And we're going to crank the leads and you're going to begin getting calls. Now, once your ad gets traction, we're going to call you and we're going to let you know, hey, Google has recommended to us max lead bidding at the amount of X, Y, or Z, like what you're saying. If you want to spend more to show at the very top, what it costs for you to show at the very top. So you know off the bat what it could cost for you to show at the very top, meaning the top 3 positions, and for, a unit install. Like if it's 150, it would max out. Let's see, with your leads being 52, it would max out at about 160 is the max that a max lead bid would be in your area. So if somebody is, like, when it is super hot, you guys have one of those heat storms or something along those lines, if you guys are having a surge and the lead cost is kicked up or people are willing and able to pay more and that's what your competitors are doing, we're going to let you know, hey, listen, Keith, if you want to show up here, this is what it is. If you want to show right here, this is what it is. You can always choose to pay above what you are to show up higher. Yes, you do always have that option. Google Guaranteed, not the local SEO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Google. So how far, let's just say we do that and I get up there, where would I rank if everyone else is Google? These larger outfits that are, hedge fund owned, they spend thousands and
yeah, but their budget, this is the thing, is just because they have unlimited budget doesn't mean that they're getting the search, doesn't mean they're getting the optimization that they need or that somebody is running their ad the way that it deserves to be. And honestly, Google kicks those large corporations out faster than anything. I'm just going to be honest with you. They have created this Google Guaranteed section for you, for the small to medium sized business owner.
Well, that's everything. Everything you say sounds good. So now, you just mentioned something that's important. Do the the ad prices change? In other words, we do a lot of service work. That's our bread and butter.
Gotcha.
We like to fix it. Okay.
Yeah.
52. Okay, that's great. Does that change, or is that a solid number that I could bank on when I do my budgeting? How does that work?
That is a solid number that you can bank on when doing your budgeting. Yes, that is the bottom price. Could it increase? We can never force you to increase beyond the 52. We can only recommend depending on what's going on in the market at that time. Meaning, hey, Keith, we're going to call you. Like you said, we're very honest, so we're always going to let you know, hey, Keith, this is what's going on right now. Your competitors, they're paying $72 for the service calls. If they're paying that, then that's what the people are paying. You see what I'm saying? Because they're working that cost in. So 52 is the rock bottom, and it never has to go more than that if you are not willing or able to go beyond that. It does not mean that you won't receive calls. It does not mean that you won't stay competitive, because this is putting you into the competitive position. It is also putting you into the most relevant position on the first page of Google. But beyond the 52, you will always have a choice, and we're always going to present you with the best choice as well as our recommendation.
Yeah, no, everything you're answering good questions with me on that. So, in other words, just so I'm very clear, because
yes,
you know,
sir.
A little, but the thing is, okay, 52. So now it gets busy, and so in other words, it's a bidding war. In other words, someone, let's say a small competitor. So, you know, I'm not willing to pay $72 or $80 for. What is the max number? Is there a max number? Because
there is a max number. The max number is 160.
Okay. See, because that's more than you would charge just for a basic service call.
Absolutely. And that's why I said for installs. Like, if obviously I know service work, like you may charge $99 service call and then parts beyond that or per hour. Like I'm familiar. Okay. So that may be like where you're starting, because you're not in Beverly Hills. You know what I mean? People still got to pay their bills and eat. However, once you get that air running, I still need to pay the bill for the air itself, you know? I understand, okay? I understand what you're getting at. So in that case, we change keywords. We flip. Like, these keywords, because the keywords are specific within Google Guarantee Vertical for HVAC. For example, it is HVAC unit installation. Like, it is heater repair, AC repair, AC install, repair AC, clean ducts and vents, install ducts and vents, repair ducts and vents. So, for example, let's just take cleaning ducts and vents. If that's not something you offer, we're going to take that off of your services as a provider, and you will not get calls for that. Say the leads crank up to 160 for some reason, which I don't foresee necessarily, but let's just say it does. Well, you're not willing to pay 160 to install ducts and vents, or to clean them, or to repair them. So we take them off. For an AC install, sure, 160 is fair.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So that's what I'm saying. If any time there's a change like that, we can always adjust keywords. You can always pick your price, too, that you're willing to top out at. Hey, you know what? I want to pay more than 52. I want to stay a little more competitive, but I can't go to 160. So I've got, you know, $89 on it, or whatever it looks like for you. You can always have that specific assignment yourself of whatever it is that you choose. And our team is going to be working with you on that.
Now, how about this, the guaranteed leads? That's the part, see, that was the part that I kind of liked, instead of the tire kicker stuff that Angie kind of throws at you. The thing is, you pay for a lead, you know what I mean? And Angie comes out, they throw five people out there, they're making five mm-hmm. contractors. You know, it's kind of like a shield, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it's
that's
so...
I mean, that's funny.
Google doesn't guarantee the leads. What Google is guaranteeing is that you are a qualified provider, that you are guaranteed that your business, that your organization is being backed by Google, that Google is backing you with $2,000 worth of additional insurance per individual client. That's the guarantee. Now, what are they giving you in return for the guarantee? They're giving you qualified leads, okay? So, A, when the phone rings, it's a client on the other end of the phone. You're not being handed or given a number from an app or an email or any of those things. Hey, Keith, this might be a good client, but we also sent it out to five other guys. That's not how it works. The calls are coming directly to you. So when the call comes in, you get the whisper feature, and it shows on the caller ID that it's a Google Guarantee lead. So this is going to separate those calls. They're all coming to your cell phone or whichever phone it is you choose to have them coming to. However, it is not... it is going to separate from the other calls, because you want to be able to track these leads. You're also going to be able to track them through the tracking system, through the Local Splash app. In addition to that, when the lead comes in, AI is listening and recording the call. So if they're asking for that cleaning of the ducts and vents and it's not on your profile, you're going to say, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, that's not a service that our organization provides. I know of blah, blah, blah company that may be able to help you, or have a great day. However you choose to handle the phone call is how you choose to handle the phone call, right? But either way, you declined the call because it was not a service that you provide. Your budget is not charged.
Got it. That makes, yeah, that, I understand what you mean. So I stick into my keywords. In other words, if the call comes in, it's part of my key search number, that's a charge. If it's something that's out of my key search word, it is not.
Correct. That is definitely true, but it's not just, it has to be for your keywords. They have to be calling for your keywords and they have to be requesting that you come out and bid or do the job. So they have to be setting an appointment with you.
Okay.
And, or they have to be asking estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone.
Yes.
But we can always attach a price sheet to your ad as well. That way it's an approximate price sheet. That way you don't get a lot of those calls.
Yeah, that sounds okay. All right, then what is this? This is $250. The application fee is $250. So in other words, for you getting me set up and doing that, and then what is the future from there?
For the future from there is that activation budget, which is the $680, right? The $680 is the activation budget. That's 13 Google Guaranteed leads at about $52 per lead. Now, that is going to sit, like we said, in that escrow account, and the lead costs are going to come off of that. Okay?
Got it. Kind of like the Angie thing then, pretty much.
A little bit in that sense, but I mean, I understand because it gives you the ability to compare it, but our clients have told us, and the research through Google, Keith, it's shown that these leads actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead out there.
Well, I agree with you. No, I'm not arguing that. I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not at all. I got to be honest with you. I really think that they're the business they start is who they are now. They're not who they should be. No, I agree. Google, no, you guys are the number one. I can't argue with that. Okay, listen, I'm going to sign up with you.
Okay, so I've got everything pulled up here. I'm going to process the account for the $250 application fee now, and then I'm going to give you two options, Keith. You can, A, fill out the application yourself, and then I can schedule the onboarding call with my technician, or B, which I have a feeling you might go for B, is I can schedule the call with my technician, and she will fill the application out for you.
That's B. It is B.
Okay, with her filling application out for you, there's no additional cost, anything like that. You just have to be willing to disclose your social security number to her.
Of course, don't worry.
Okay, cool. It is going to ask you on there if you have any field workers. If you have field workers and you're putting them on application for background check, there is no additional cost. You just need their social security number, name, date of birth, and home address.
Okay,
so let me go ahead and schedule that onboarding call for you. I have available appointment times. Okay, today is Thursday. What time tomorrow do you have to speak with the technician? Appointment, what, Arizona right now, are you guys, is it 10:30 there? About 10:30?
No. It's California. You in California?
I'm in California.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, same time.
Okay, cool. So do you want to do like 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock? Do you want to do later?
If you have a 9 a.m., it would be perfect. I do my call. I have a lot of business stuff in the morning from California. So I'm free at 9 o'clock. 9 to 10 is my sweet spot for this.
I'm going to set you at 9:30 because I've got another call at 9 and I don't want to miss you.
It is. I'll put it on
okay.
The books.
I'm going to send you an email as well that says GG onboarding call. And we're
going
to call this number that I'm speaking on right now, Keith.
This is it.
Now, that other number that I called, it went straight to voicemail, just so you know.
Yeah, you know, we've had a problem with the reception, and we just put in,
router?
New Wi-Fi call with
gotcha.
The start is put in. It changed everything. So it'll go straight. We've got our systems up and running perfect for Arizona.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you knew that because you seem so... Like you said, like my phone's right here. I'm super responsive, and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm not kidding. I called, I called on the 22nd twice, both phone numbers. I called on the 24th twice, both phone numbers. I called on the 28th. I called on the 29th. I was unable to get a hold of you all times.
Which is, they're done.
They lost our contract.
Yeah, it's all fixed now, so we should be great.
Got you. Okay, cool. I love it. Okay, Keith, we'll call you tomorrow to get all that squared away. I look forward to talking with you then. I will call from the 877 number to introduce you to the onboarding agent. My name is Amy. At that point in time, I will also have the name of your account manager that we're going to be able to assign. And they'll be calling for introduction as well, okay?
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.